Ring these phones here behind us. 653-KIDS, 653-5437. Raising money as this hospital, Children's Hospital, 75% done. Doors opening next year. It's a pretty thrilling time. We're raising some money for some specific equipment this year that's going to help out big time with not having to actually, when you're taking blood. I know every time we say it, you and I look at each other,
yeah,
we just cringe.
I cringe myself.
We got to take blood from these just
little
tiny
infants.
Babies.
Yeah.
And so this equipment will negate the need for
that. No needles.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
So ring the phones, 653-KIDS. Actually, we want to bring in a little family that's here with us, Crystal, and you got your daughter Ivy here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You going to say hello, Ivy?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God, you are.
Sweet, sweetheart.
Hey, do you want to be my new co-host?
Hey, that's not. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hey, she's okay, but you did great there. That was awesome. I love your energy. You're pretty pumped to be here today? You excited?
I'm very excited to see everyone here today. But the most exciting thing is that to tell all of you about my brother's very hard heart conditions that have been going and going past all these years.
Oh, that's very sweet. And your brother's, what's your brother's name?
Alistair. Right now, today, he's running around and having fun. He's very fine. He's been very fine from a few of these years.
Yeah. But that wasn't always the case, right? When he was born, he had a heart condition.
Yes.
Okay.
He's always had a heart condition, a very bad heart,
mm-hmm.
which means his heart was broken when he was born.
Aww. Yes. And you care about your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
and
you want...
It's very, very, very sad that he had a broken heart when he grew up.
Hmm.
But it is very... I know what it might sound very, very difficult... But it's not just difficult to be a big sister. It's also very fun to take care and love your little brother or little sister with a broken heart.
Oh my heavens.
Ivy,
you're the big sister we all need. Yeah, no kidding.
What a great big
sister you are.
You're the best big sister.
He's the luckiest guy in the world to have a good big sister like you.
Yeah. Very sweet smile.
No kidding.
Okay, we're going to talk to your mom, Crystal, even though, Ivy, you did such a great job. But, Crystal, tell us a little bit about Alistair and when he was born. His condition is actually a mouthful, but in layman's terms, what exactly happened?
So, Alistair was diagnosed in utero with a condition which we kind of refer to as half a heart.
Wow.
And as you say, it's a real mouthful. People ask me what it is, medical people, anyone ask me what the condition is, and then I start and they start writing.
Yeah.
And then they stop writing, and then they look at me, and then they put down the pen, and they keep looking at me, and they're like, "Are you ever gonna stop talking?" So it's quite a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is something quite challenging to learn about, I guess, you know, and even to understand what does it mean.
Right. Yeah. And that means that by the time he was 6 months old, how many surgeries had he had, and how many nights had he had to spend in hospital by then?
Right. So by the time he was 6 months old, he'd had 5 surgeries, 3 open heart plus 2 others.
Oh.
And he'd spent 100 nights in hospital.
Mm.
Yeah, and about half of those nights were here in Saskatoon and half of those nights at in Edmonton at the Stollery.
Yeah, and Edmonton, I mean, it's such a common answer now. It's a 5-6 hour drive away. What would it mean to you if you had the same facilities right here in Saskatoon?
Oh, it's, you know what, the idea of the Children's Hospital is really exciting for us. Alistair's surgery will probably always still be in Edmonton, but having the ability to come back and recover in Saskatoon
right.
in an environment that is family friendly and family focused. So about 50 nights here in Saskatoon. You know, the staff here are amazing. We love them. We just saw Dr. Holt. So happy to be reunited with some of the people who helped us on our darkest days.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it's a tough environment to have a family in. Ivy was 2.5 when Alistair was born. So as a 2.5-year-old, it's kind of hard to go to a hospital room that your sibling is sharing with people you don't know, also having one of the toughest times of their lives.
Right.
As parents, we really wanted to be sure that we didn't leave Alistair alone at the hospital, and so we slept in chairs, we slept, you know, in all sorts of arrangements,
mm-hmm.
Because there's just not they're just not set up right now
for
really having the family be there all the time. Whereas at the new hospital, the new children's hospital that's going to open next year, as you say, you know, there's natural light, there's a bed for the parents, there's space for visitors, and all of that is part of regular life. And after you've been in hospital for 100 days, those things are so precious. You know, I took a photo of Alistair the first time he saw daylight because it was a big deal. And when you think about that, like, who does that?
Right.
Hospital families do that because it, you know, it isn't a given. It isn't a given that your child will get to see daylight. It isn't a given that you, your child will be able to, like, play with their siblings.
Right.
Even Ivy here, I mean, just the upbringing she's had, obviously, like, the things she says and talks about her brother, I mean, it's just, it's a completely different world that you guys have had to gone through.
It really is. And you know what? We knew nothing about this world before it happened to us. I never knew anybody who had a sick child, not of any variety, really. Mm-hmm. And so it's really been a major education for me. And I've become a real advocate for the healthcare teams that support us. They are amazing. They have done amazing things. And like for our son, if I had been born with the condition he was born with, I wouldn't have survived.
Yeah.
You know, the medical advances are just tremendous. And so children like Alistair now, they're not just surviving, they're thriving. He will, if you give him a chance, he'll recite the planets. He'll like, you know, do regular things. If you give him a ball, he's definitely going to throw it and hit you right between the eyes. You know,
right,
like, he's that kind of guy.
He's a regular kid.
He's
just
a regular kid. And he's a regular kid because we had all the supports, right?
Right.
The physical therapy, the occupational therapy, the SLPs, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, you know, they all were there helping him come back from like an unbelievably difficult ride. You know, we knew that he would have two surgeries in the first 6 months of life. Mm-hmm. He had five. We knew that he might be in hospital for a month or so. You know, it was 100 days.
Wow.
It's a lot. And, you know, it's really hard to put into words just what it's like to have that happen. And you know, people in my situation, they quite often, they look at quotes and they think they really attach themselves to things. And it's like, you know, you're in the storm and you don't really know when it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
But you come out different. And, you know, for our family, we've come out different. We really are much more engaged in I guess, the community in general, right?
Yeah.
We've met all sorts of people. And this happens to every kind of family. That's one thing.
Yep.
when we were in the NICU in Edmonton, I used to say it was like the Noah's Ark of families. There's one of every kind. Like, we, mm-hmm. you know, from every background, from every type of family, every age group, we were all there together.
Yeah.
We were all in the same boat together.
And that's the thing. You also, I mean, beautifully said, Crystal, but also your situation shows us that you never really know when you're going to need a facility like this. You have Ivy, who is so healthy, you know, right out of the gate, and then out of nowhere, Alistair has these conditions that you need to take care of. So you never know whether it's your first child, your second child, your third. Hopefully nothing like this ever happens, but you never know. And so it's always great to have that insurance policy with the state-of-the-art facility right in Saskatoon.
Absolutely. Or your neighbor or your grandchild.
Sure.
You know, this didn't just happen to our immediate family. This happened to our friends, our neighbors, our parents. You know, it is so scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because most people haven't had a lot of exposure to this, they don't know that, you know, quite often there are good outcomes.
Right.
But so you hear that you've got a life-threatening illness, and their power words, right? Life-threatening is the mm-hmm. word. You know, Alistair had a paralyzed diaphragm. They said the word paralyzed to me. I couldn't understand anything else.
Like, didn't hear anything beyond probably.
You know, and they're like, don't worry, it's okay. But I was like, you said a power word. I can't think anymore.
Right.
And it happens to all the people in our lives, not just us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's something that we've learned. Yeah.
As you said, we've got incredible staff and incredible doctors and teams here. Now we're going to get the facility for them. And we're oh so close. That's so exciting. 75% done. Doors opening next year. Thanks for sharing your story. Ivy, great job. You were incredible. Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Aww,
thanks for having us and letting us share our story.
Absolutely. 653 Kids, 653-5437. Hop online, 98cool.ca. You got a direct link right there to make a donation and help out kids like Alistair and his beautiful family. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Bye.